Well, Carroll County voters electing a woman to serve as county chairman for the first time in 2019. And on Tuesday, voters in the county seat electing a woman to serve as mayor for the first time as well. Former probate judge Betty Kaysen will be sworn in as Carrollton's next mayor in January of 2020 after collecting 61% of the total votes cast on Tuesday, defeating incumbent Walt Hollingsworth by more than 20%.
I'm just real humbled by the support that I've had morally and financially, and I'm going to take a little time and enjoy a little break, and then I am going to get ready to go in January and start by me getting to know the employees, and I want them to know who I am, and I want them to know I don't have any ulterior motive. I'm not a headhunter. I'm not going in there with an axe to get rid of people. As long as they're doing their job, we're going to get along fine.
Carrollton's Ward 3 City Councilman Jim Waters will serve his third consecutive term beginning in 2020. He avoided a runoff election by winning 60% of the vote over three challengers, Tina Shockley coming in second in that race, collecting 22% of the vote. Bob Uglum defeating Jason Marlowe and Jason Westbrook for the Ward 4 City Council seat. Uglum with 58% of the vote, Marlowe second with 28%. And Brett Ledbetter wins a special election over Dr. Brent Harris to finish the unexpired term of former Councilman Roy Wojcik. Ledbetter collecting 54% of the vote on Tuesday.
I'm just thankful for all the people that voted for me throughout the early voting process and today. We brought the victory home, so I'm very excited.
And because the Ward 2 race was a special election, Ledbetter could be sworn into office as early as this month. In Villarrica, Gil McDougall will be sworn in as mayor in January. He defeated two other candidates by collecting close to 52% of the total votes from residents living in both Carroll and Douglas counties. Dominique Conte was second in the race with 32% of the votes. In the election for McDougall's former Ward 4 City Council seat, Michael Young coming out on top. He defeated two candidates by collecting 56% of the total votes. Jim Chafin was reelected as mayor in the city of Bowdoin, defeating challenger Logan Jackson 82% to 18%. Temple City Councilwoman Holly Miller was reelected in Ward 3, collecting 4/5 of the votes in that race. In Buchanan, Teresa Barger defeated Greg Lane for a seat on city council, and Buchanan voters approving a Sunday alcohol sales referendum. The City of Carrollton applying for a Georgia Department of Natural Resources grant, which at this time they say if received, they would use for the purchase of 180 acres of property adjacent to Hobbs Farm Park, a purchase which Community Development Director Erica Studdard says would almost double the park's size.
I don't know about wetlands, but there's a good bit of floodplain along the river. So it's certainly suitable for green space near the North Side Drive portion. So in other words, on the north side of the property, there are some higher lands that could be used for development. But towards the river and then back towards Hobbs is pretty wet.
Studdard says it could be several months before the city learns its status on their grant application. I'm Colin Worthington.